I work on my own, like as this photographer that does their own thing as a business. But actually, what I do is I always work with others. I don't work with still life in a studio just with me and an inanimate object. I like to work with people, and whether it's somebody that I'm taking a portrait of, or whether it's doing a group of people for a fashion shoot, for example, where I need somebody to help me with the lights, which is an assistant, or...
Would you pay this assistant?
Yeah, for sure. Again...
No, I mean, it's you who pays it, though.
Yeah. So...
I presume that it would be paid, yes.
Yeah. But I think it's always seen as, in a way, it's quite an isolated kind of job. You know, you have your business as a photographer, just you going out there getting the work. But I would prefer to work with more of a group of people, as a collective. But it doesn't necessarily always work out like that. The one thing I find that I really enjoy working on is film stills. Although I think it's actually a very difficult job to do, because everyone on the crew, whilst making a film, you are, as a film still photographer, you are actually in the way a lot of the time, and you're taking extra time that they don't have usually, and you're a bit annoying. But they do need the result, which is, you know, some photos for press. But I like the environment of working on films, because it seems that everyone has their role, and everyone usually, you know, is very clear about what they're doing, and working very much as a team for this sort of ultimate project to sort of come into fruition. I've enjoyed that just because it is a collective, but with a very sort of dynamic edge to it. Working with artists, though, you know, that's a good thing. I mean, I enjoy working with artists, but working on my own, I like to work on my own to be very organized about what I'm doing. And to be very clear about, you know, where my work is going, what I'm doing with it, you know, where I find it. So that's a solitary thing I do. Yeah.